We're holding in Parshat Noach the halachot of Hadlakat Nerot, halacha Dalet. Af al pi, even though shochelum kadesh al hagag, even though he's eating and making kiddush on the rooftop, sheor halvana zoreach hashulchanom mibarev, and the light of the moon is lighting up his meal, im koze madlikim ner Shabbat bibracha. Nevertheless, you do proceed to light Nerot Shabbat with a bracha. What's the safek? The safek is that Nerot Shabbat, the reason you need Nerot Shabbat is for making sure that you have light in your meal. So if you have light in your meal anyway, you might think that you don't have to light Nerot Shabbat, but that's not necessarily so. Yan, the Ner Shabbat, since, says the Ben Ish Chai, the candles of Shabbat, milvad tam apshati, other than the tam of pshat, meaning what we know about creating light in the house, sheshlom bayit, and so that you're able to enjoy a comfortable meal, yesh bo chayuv al pi asod. Al pi kabbalah, there are also reasons for lighting candles, as we have mentioned. כן הלכתי בספרי הקטן בקבצאל, ואין אש של אברהם, סימן רסג, סיף קטן חף א', יהיו יען שם. הלכה, היי, אחד האיש ואחד האישה חייבים בנר שבת. Men and women are both obligated to light candles for Shabbat, Friday night candles. What this means to say is that it's not necessarily an obligation of the woman. It's an obligation on the house that the house should have light, meaning the place where you are eating, the place where you are staying should have light. You should be able to lead a comfortable meal. There's no difference between men and women. So what we have to explain is why is it that this mitzvah has been basically given over to the women. Ela, shahisha muzheret alav beyotel. The woman is more connected to the mitzvah, and she has more of responsibility to do it than the man. V'yesh ladin k'dima al ba'al b'mitzvah zo. She has precedence over the man than she has more importance. She has precedence. She actually takes the mitzvah. Meaning, if they both want to do it, she has to do it. V'im yirtze ha'ba'al ladlik hu ba'atzmo. If the husband wants to light himself, yichola la'akev b'yado. She could stop him from lighting. Means she could tell him, "Api halacha, this is my mitzvah to do. Yes, we both are responsible, but I have more of a responsibility to do this, and therefore I will be the one that will be lighting in that sense." Miu, im yirtze ha'ba'al ladlik b'makom shena rashai. If the husband wants to go around and put candles in the rest of the house, he can. V'lo yivarech, but he should not make a bracha. Ukmo shekatavti li'il, as I've mentioned previously, the Ben Ish Chai is talking about the previous halachot halacha bet. V'nagu b'isha yoledet. מדליק הבעל במקום השולחן ומברך בשבת ראשונה שאחר הלידה. The minhag is that the husband lights after the woman gave birth and he makes a bracha. Now, what's the reason that a woman has precedence? So we'll take out the Zohar in Parshat Breshit, Daf Mem Chet Amud Bet. Says as follows. Ner shel Shabbat lenashi ama kadisha ityaviu lilika. The Zohar says candles of Shabbat were given to women to light. V'chavraya hem amru, and my friend said, what's the reason for this? The ihi kipta butina de alma v'chichtle. She put out the candle of the world, meaning she was involved in the sin of Adam Rishon. That's one of the pshatim. Aval raza de milta. He says like this, the Zohar says as follows. The reason for this, the deeper reason for this, is because the Shekhinah is what gives sustenance, the Almighty gives sustenance to the world. The Almighty gives sustenance also to neshamot of people. And the woman has a place in the heavens. She taps into a place in the heavens called Malchut. Malchut is the place from where HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it's hard to term it exactly, but the Malchut is the place from where the Almighty takes the sustenance that comes to the neshamot, to our souls, and gives it down to us. So we have a pipeline that's connected and receives sustenance from Malchut. Women are directly connected to there, meaning their place in the heavens is in the place of Malchut, in the place of kingship. So a woman's place in the heavens, the place that she's directly connected to, is the same place that gives sustenance to the neshamot of people. Now, we said, Ner Elokim, Nishmat Adam. The soul of a person, the candle of the Almighty, is the soul of a person. Now, since our souls represent candles, and our souls receive places from a place called Malchut, it's only befitting that the other part, the Ner part of the Pasuk, should also have precedence to the woman. Meaning she has more power to bring down Kedusha with this mitzvah, since she's tapped into the right sources, than we do. That is what the Zohar says is the reason why the mitzvah goes to her. It has precedence, goes to her. A peep shot shouldn't make a difference. Your house has to have light. What's the difference, a man or a woman? But Api Kabbalah, the reason is because a woman has more of a power, she's connected more to the source of where the Kedusha of Neshamot come from in regards to this mitzvah, therefore she has precedence in this. The Zohar continues to say that it's very important that the woman should perform this mitzvah b'simcha. The Zohar says, V'itita bai b'chet v'adaliba v'ruuta l'dleka butzina d'shabbat. A woman should perform this mitzvah with a lot of simcha. Why? Because it's a tremendous kavod, it's a big honor for her to know that she is tapped into this high level of sustenance in the heavens, a place called Malchut. And more than that, it's specifically for this reason that she's able to bring down Kedusha to her children. It's all connected, all has the same exact theme. That the children are able to give out, they are able to it's an influence to have children that are Tamidei Chachamim because of Nerot Shabbat. What's the connection? Because it all comes from the same place. A woman that's connected to this place in the heavens. This mitzvah is a candle. Candle is light. Represents the soul of the person. They're all one theme of bringing down Kedusha and spreading it out. And the woman is the most proper and the most powerful tool, vessel, for performing this mitzvah. That's what the Zohar says as to why women have precedence in regards to this. Now, another reason that I saw brought down is because the mitzvah of Hadlakat Nerot is so that there should be Oneg Shabbat in the house, meaning there should be a pleasure in the house and you should be able to run the house properly. You should be able to function properly. And the woman, the responsibility of being the administrator or the one who's running or orchestrating the house is in the woman's domain. Therefore, she has more precedence in this mitzvah. Let's see now, halacha vav. Tov shehabal yasok be'erev Shabbat b'tikun ha'nerot. Ben Ish Chai brings down that it's proper that the husband should have what to do with the preparing of the candles. What does this mean? It means he should actually be involved with putting the oil, water, fixing the wicks. It's important. Ba'anachat Hashem v'aptilot, to put the oil and the wicks. U'kamfurash b'divrei Rabbeinu Arizal. The Arizal spoke about this, that the husband should have an effect, should have a portion in preparing the wicks and the candles. Gam tizeher b'tikun ha'nerot shel Shabbat. V'zeh lashono. This is the lashon of the Arizal. Gam tizeher b'tikun ha'nerot shel Shabbat. You should also be careful in fixing, preparing the candles of Shabbat. Unam hadlakat ha'ner, the mitzvah of lighting the candles, hi mitzvah la'isha. It belongs and it takes precedence and goes to the woman. Ba'alat ha'bayit kanuda ad kan lashono. Ayen sham. V'chen anachnu no'agim, and this is also our minhag, says the Ben Ish Chai, bevetenu la'aroch ul'taken ha'nerot b'yadenu. We fix the candles in our house. Now, what the Ben Ish Chai doesn't bring down here is that the Shal Kavanot goes on to say that a husband who prepares the candles is actually able to create a tikkun for the Chet Ha'Egel. What this means is that Chet Ha'Egel, as we know, before Chet Ha'Egel, it's connected to Adam Rishon. Meaning that when we received the Luchot, when we received the Torah on Har Sinai, we're metaken, we reached a point in history where we fixed the sin of Adam HaRishon. We were metaken the sin of Adam HaRishon. There was no death in the world anymore. Everything was perfect. We went ahead and we sinned with the Chet HaEgel, with the golden calf. We brought back death to the world again. Now, in order to fix that, we do, the husband prepares the candles. Why is that so? Because what is death? Again, death is putting out the soul. And the soul, what is the soul of the old, what is the light of the Almighty? Is the soul of the Jew. Your soul is God's candle, Ner Elokim, the soul, the candle of the Almighty, Nishmat Adam, is the soul of the person. So when person prepares candles for Shabbat, he's able to fix the sin that we did with the soul, meaning bringing down death to the world with Chet HaEgel. That's what the Shara Kavanot brings down. So not only is it something that's probably very good for Shalom Bayit to help prepare the candles, in the sense that there is almost everything going on Friday afternoon, and I think even if Shabbat would come in on Monday, we would still be late, right? But it's also a big tikkun for the husband. Now don't tell anybody that this is the reason you're doing it, because then you gain on both sides of the coin. Not only are you getting tikkun, but you're also getting some good extra credit points. And you're fixing the chet of chet ha'egel, and you're so dedicated in this mitzvah, preparing it as soon as you wake up. Says this is our minhag. Now let's talk a little bit about who is chayav to light candles. Probably one of the most nogeah halachot, one of the most applicable halachot that we could talk about. Who has to light? So we spoke about the fact that the precedence comes to the wife. If for some reason the wife cannot light, let's say she's not feeling well or she's not home, so the husband has to light with the bracha. It looks very awkward. I've done it before. My wife gave birth. My children looked at me. Next thing, they came to me with an apron. You do the whole candle thing, you know, the whole giving tzedakah and in the corner, and you pray for your kids. And, you know, my daughter says to me, "Abba, you're doing it all wrong. You're spilling the oil over the place. You're going to burn down some books over there. Watch out for the match." But the chiyuv is upon the husband. Now, even if the husband has an older daughter, nevertheless, he should still light it himself. Why is that so? Because the responsibility now is on the house. So the first in line is the wife. If the wife can't light for whatever reason, or she's not there, so the husband is the second in line. What he can do is he could make a shliach. He could appoint the daughter, his oldest daughter, as a messenger, and she can make a bracha. If the husband is going on a business trip, and he's now staying in a hotel, and the wife is home, so the wife would light at home with a bracha, and the husband would light in the hotel with a bracha. It's not the same in regards to Hadlikat Ner Chanukah. Hadlikat Ner Chanukah is a responsibility on your house, where you are, the house that you live in. But Hadlikat Nerot of Shabbat is where you are. The place that you are resting for Shabbat should have light so that you can enjoy the process of Shabbat. It's not going to help that they're lighting at home. So a husband who goes on a business trip or is out of the house has to light as well. And the wife, let's say she goes out of the house, she's in the hospital after giving birth, she would have to light in the hospital as well. So both sets with a bracha. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Samech Gimel, Seif Vav, says as follows. Bahurim halchim lilmod chutz lebetam. Unmarried boys that are going to learn out of their house, tzichim ladlik ner Shabbat bechedram. They have to light candles in their room, ulvarech alav, and to make a blessing on it. Aval mishu etzel eshto, but a husband that is by his wife, meaning he's home, and tzich ladlik bechedro, does not light in their room, in the bedroom or whatnot, ulvarech alav, lefi sheishto mevarechet bishvilo, because the wife makes a bracha for him. So here, in Siman Reish Samech Gimel, Sivav is the makor for dorms. Boys and girls in dorms. In No differentiation between it. Again, the responsibility would be for boys in dorms to light as well. Now, another thing that we have to talk about is, before we continue with the topic of dorms, is the Chida brings down in Petach Tevil, and Rav Chaim Falaji brings down Ruach Chaim, that the minhag of the Sfaradim is that only the mother lights at home. Meaning, it's not the mother and all the daughters. Only the mother lights at home with the bracha. This is as opposed to minhag bnei Ashkenaz, where the mother and the daughters light with the bracha. But minhag bnei Sfarad is that only the mother lights at home. And in fact, if the daughters would say would be lighting with the bracha, it would be a bracha levatala. Because like we said, even when the husband's home and he wants to light, the wife takes precedence, she lights, and she makes the bracha. And like we said here, we just brought down from the Shulchan Aruch, that Aval Mishu Etzel Ishto, but someone who is home with his wife, no differentiation between the husband and anyone else, En Tzeich Ladlik V'Chedro Ulvarech Alav. He does not make a bracha. Does not light, does not make a bracha. Because his wife is making a bracha. Because there is someone in the house making a bracha. So the daughters would not make a bracha. If they want to light, they may light, but without a bracha. So the process would be, is that the mother would light, make the bracha, they would listen and light as well. But to go ahead and make a bracha is already entering into the realm of bracha levatala. This is brought down Makor by the Chida. Now, let's continue with the dorms. What to do, we said a person who's in the dorms would have to light. Because your room has to have light. Where you're staying for Shabbat has to have light. What do you do in a situation where there's numerous people in the dorm? There's a bunch of people in the dorms. What do you do with them? So the answer to that is found in, again, Siman Reish Samech Gimel, in Shulchan Aruch, Sif Het. Shtayim o shlosha ba'alei batim ochlim b'makom echad. You have a few people eating in one place, meaning they're all staying in one domain. Yesh rumim shekol echad mevarech al menorah shelo. There are those that say, everybody lights. Ve'yesh megamgem b'davar, and those that are not happy with that. V'nachon lizaher, says the Shulchan Aruch, what's the proper thing to do? B'safek brachot ve'lo yivarech ela echad. Only one person makes a bracha. So you have a dorm room. The Shulchan Aruch says, only one person in the room would make a bracha. The Rama says, right, Minhag Bnei Ashkenaz is, Aval Anu En Nohagim Ken. The Rama argues on the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama says that numerous people could light and make a bracha. But according to Shulchan Aruch, only one person in the room could light. So if you have a dorm room, one person should light for the room. What do you do in a situation where you have one who follows Minhag Bnei Ashkenaz in the room and one who follows Minhag Bnei Sfarad in the room? Easy. He said as follows. What you do in such a situation is that the Sfaradi boy or girl lights first. He's lighting. Nobody else lit in the rooms. He's lighting. And then the one who follows Minhag Bnei Ashkenaz would light with a bracha afterwards as well. And that's okay. Because everybody did okay. According to the Rama, anyway, everybody could light with a bracha. And according to Sfaradi, only if I'm the first one to light. Okay, here we go. So let's continue talking about dorms. We said that the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is when you have numerous people in one place, that one person lights for everyone. And the opinion of the Rama is that everyone could light. Now, dorm situation. When you have dorms, boys' dorms, girls' dorms, the most optimal place for you to light is in the dorm room, as we said. If for whatever reason the institution doesn't let you light in the dorm rooms because of fire hazard, then what you do is if you're eating in the yeshiva building, you're eating in the seminary, you're eating in the yeshiva building, then you light in the dining room where you're going to eat. Now, the only time you would make a bracha in that situation is if you're the first one to light in the dining room. Meaning again, as we said, as we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, that only one person lights. So if you are the first one to light in the dining room, then you would have that in that situation you would make a bracha. Therefore, if you know that other people are going to light after you, or other people are going to want to light, and let's say they follow Minhag Bnei Ashkenaz, that they can make a bracha, even though there is a candle there already, you should make it a point to light first, and then everyone else can follow you and they can make a bracha. Now, another important factor to keep in mind is that when you do light in your dorm rooms, you have to make sure that you put enough oil so that when you come back after the meal or wherever it is you're eating. Let's say you're eating by someone's house in a family. But this applies even not just in the dorm rooms. This applies to anyone that's eating away. When you light the Nerot Shabbat, you should make sure that enough oil is in there so when you come back after Tzetzet Kochavim, you're able to enjoy from the light, at least minimal, some type of enjoyment. The light should still be going. If the candles go out before you get there, so what enjoyment did you have for Shabbat? What kavod did you do to Shabbat? You didn't enjoy. You lit candles. Very nice that you lit candles, but you didn't enjoy from it. So you have to make sure to put an ample amount of oil if you're going away for the meal. Or someone who's in the dorms and is eating, wherever it is, should make sure. Now, like we said, the same would apply to a couple who's eating out. Lights in the house. Even though we said previously it's better to light the place where you're eating, but that's only when it's your house. Meaning, person who's eating and sleeping in his house has two places to choose from, where he's going to sleep or where he's going to eat. So it's more Onik Shabbat. It's more Kavod Shabbat to light where you're eating. But if you're eating in one place and sleeping in one place, ideally you should light where you're sleeping in that situation. Meaning, if you're sleeping in your house and you're eating by a different family, you should light where you're sleeping. In a hotel, if a bunch of families are staying in a hotel, so either you could light in your room, if the hotel permits you to. If they don't let you light in your room, then you would light in the dining room, because the poskim bring down that they, in a sense, also rent out to you part of the dining room as well. When you pay the fee to stay in a hotel, you're not just paying for your room, but you're also paying for the place in the dining room where you're eating. You could light in the dining room. Again, but when would you make a bracha? Only if you're the first one to light. Because according to Minhag B'nei Sefarad, only one person makes a bracha. So if you're the first one to get there and you light, then you make a bracha. If people already lit there, then you can light, but without a bracha. What about those that are going away, let's say, to their in-laws? Or to their parents' houses? Or you and your wife are going sleeping by another couple, sleeping in someone else's house. What do you do? So now, if you receive your own room, then it's considered as if you, in a sense, are the owner of that domain, and you would light in your room. That's the best place for you to light. If you're staying by your parents' house, and they give you your own room, then the best place for you to light would be to light in the room that they're giving you. If it's dangerous, let's say. What if it's dangerous to light in the room? Because nobody's going to watch the candles. So either what you could do is listen to the Baal HaBayit's bracha. The wife, when she makes the bracha on the candles, your wife would listen to the bracha and light next to her. Or what a person could do is they could light, let's say, as well in the place where they're eating, let's say in the kitchen or in something like that, but it has to be distance from where the household wife is lighting, so that your wife's light has certain importance to it. So either she could light in the bedroom if it's safe. If it's not safe, then she could listen to the bracha of the wife, meaning your host, and then she could light next to her. Or if she wants to make her own bracha, she would light somewhere that's not next to the host's lighting. Somewhere distance from that. So that's where we covered these points of what to do in all these situations. In regards to an unmarried boy or girl who goes home, even though they receive their own room, they would not light. Now, with a bracha, not without a bracha, like we have said. Why is that so? Even though you spend your time usually in the dorms, but you're going home, since you're going home, you are somecha shulchan of your parents, meaning you are part of the household. And this does not necessarily apply when you're married. When you're married, you're your own household. So you are a house going to someone else's house. Yes, it is your parents, but you're a house going to someone else's house. Therefore, when you're married and you go to someone else's house, be it your parent or someone else, you could light with the bracha, as we've stated. If you're not married, boy or a girl, when you go home, you do not light the bracha. You do not light candles, not with the bracha, without a bracha. a woman who's lighting for the first time does not say the Brachav Shechianu on Hadlakat Ner Shel Shabbat. That's one thing we have to clear up. Let's see Halacha Zayin. Lo takdim velo ta'acher. Do not light too early, do not light too late. Umin adin yechola la'adlik achar sheyagi zman arvit. A person could light after the halachic time of arvit, which is what we'll explain in a moment. Dahainu sha'ar uvia kodem halayla b'sha'ot zmaniyot. An hour and a quarter before tzeta kochavim. That's the earliest you could light. An hour and a quarter, sha'ar uvia, before tzeta kochavim. That's called plaga mincha. That's the earliest you could light. If you light any earlier than that, then you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of adakat nerot. And even if you do light at that time, if you do light, when you look on the calendar for the time, you look for plaga mincha. Even if you do light after plaga mincha, you have to accept Shabbat at that time. You have to. We'll see soon that the Sfaradim don't necessarily accept Shabbat with candle lighting. We'll see soon that you could get into a car after you light candles. Be it you or your wife could get into a car after lighting candles. Because the Sfaradim are not meshubad to accepting Shabbat with candle lighting. But if you light a plaga mincha, since it's so early and it's not recognizable that the candle lighting is for Shabbat, you have to accept Shabbat at that time if you light that early. Aval, kodem zman ze eno yechola ladlik. Before this time of plaga mincha, you cannot light. Umitzvah min hamuvchar, the best time to light, ladlik chatzi sha'a kodem shekiyat hama. Ben Ish Chai says, half an hour before shekiyah. V'chen noagim bebetenu, and that is the minhag in our household. Now, as we've mentioned, plaga mincha is the earliest you could light. If you light at that time, you have to accept Shabbat. The Chacham Avadia brings down in Yabiyahu Mechalek Hei, and the Kaf HaChaim brings down as well in Reish, in Siman Reish Samech Aleph, Siv Katan Chaf Gimel, that the minhag of the Sfaradim is to light 20 minutes before Shkia. There's sunset, Ben Hashmashot, and Tzeta Kochavim, night. So the best time for the Sfaradim to light is 20 minutes before Shkia. At that point, if a person didn't get a chance to light at that time, so long as it didn't reach Shkia yet, they could still light with the bracha. Once you get too close to Shkia, you have to be very, very careful. You have to be very, very careful. The best time to light is 20 minutes before Shkia. Now, in Yerushalayim, there are those that have a minhag to light 40 minutes before Shkia. And in fact, a lot of calendars that we have are 40 minutes before Shkia. But the minhag of the Sfaradim is 20 minutes later, is after that. Is actually 20 minutes after that or 20 minutes before Shkia. These are Sha'ot Zmaniyot. These are times that vary with the length of the day. Meaning, depending on when the morning is, the night is, that's how long, that determines how long each hour of the day with is. A halachic hour is not necessarily 60 minutes. Sometimes it's 65, sometimes it's 55. So it depends. It's not exactly a 20-minute time period. You have to check your calendar for that. But as we said, the best time to light is 20 minutes before Shkia. And if you didn't light at that time, you could light until you reach Shkia with a bracha. Don't get too close to Shkia because you're mamash endangering Chas v'Shalom Chilul Shabbat. And if a person, let's say, lit the candles and they went out, so long as it's before Shkia, they could relight them again.